Communities impacted by pollution in Delaware hope new legislation will hold polluters accountable. WHYY Zoe Reed reports.
Clayton Joyce lives near the Croda Chemical Plant in Newcastle. In 2018, the facility leaked toxic ethylene oxide into the air, closing the Delaware Memorial Bridge for hours and keeping people in their homes. The new legislation increases fines that haven't been updated in decades and ensures the money reaches communities like Joyce's that have been hit hard by polluters.
I would hope it would open up more revenue for us to at least use the money to buy filters. Like at these schools, you need to get some water fountain filters, air filters for the ventilation system.
The bill now awaits a signature from Governor Matt Meyer. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.